King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Light of the world, you stepped into the darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this old heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin up on the cross. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin up on that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins up on that cross. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hallelujah. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hallelujah. You're altogether lovely. Hallelujah. Altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We magnify you and we glorify you this morning. Hallelujah. God, I couldn't even make it through the song before I had to exert some additional praise, oh God, in worship and adoration. Hallelujah, into the midst of that song. God, you're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful, God, to me. Words cannot even express, God, my gratitude. All the many things that you have done, hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, God. You're worthy. From my lips, God, you have ordered praise, God, because praise is comely for the upright. And so, God, we bless your name this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thanking you for another day that you have made and another opportunity, Lord, to come before your presence with singing. Oh, God, to come before your presence with humbleness of a heart, ready, oh, God, for you to pour out into us, God, and not only for us, for you to pour out into us, but, God, for us to pour out in you, God, to bless you, oh, God, with the fruit of our lips, oh, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That is, with the fruit of our lips continuously, oh God, blessing your wonderful and your holy righteous name, Lord. For you alone are God. You alone are worthy of adoration. You alone are worthy to be adored and worthy to be lifted up. So God, here we are. Here we are this morning to worship, Lord. Here we are kneeling before you, God. I'm in the sanctuary, God, at the workers' meeting, Lord. There are others in other places, God. But here we are, God. You can make us one, God, with one accord and with one mind, God. We may be in different locations, but we serve the God who is omnipresent, God. You're everywhere, God, that we need you to be, God. You're in Memphis, oh, God. You're in Virginia, God. You're in, oh, God, Los Angeles, God. You're everywhere that we need you to be. And so, God, you've given us this ability, oh, God, of technology to come together, oh, God, in corporate worship and corporate prayer. And God, we feel your anointing right now, God. Let your glory, oh God, flow, oh God, from my lips, oh God, through this phone, God, to touch everyone where they're at right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a heart to worship you, Lord. Give us a heart to bow down before you, Lord. Give us a heart, oh God, to exalt your name, Lord. Here we are, God, standing in the need of prayer. Oh God, here we are, God, standing in the need of your anointing, God. Here we are standing in the need of renewal, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, here we are, God, desperately seeking for more of you. We're like that deer that panteth after the water brook, God. Our souls are thirsty, oh God. Oh God, our souls are hungry for more of you. So here we are to worship you, Lord. Here we are to receive from the King. Oh God, here we are to receive, oh God, from the great I am, God. Here we are, Lord, to bless your name, to magnify you and to adore you. We love you, God, today. For you are such a mighty and such a righteous God. We bless your name, God, and we sanctify, oh God, this very moment, God, we sanctify this very present time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have set this time aside, God, for your glory, God, to be used by you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we talked about sanctifying a little bit on Sunday, Lord, to be set apart for the master's use, oh God. And we have been set apart, oh God. We have set this time aside to pray, oh God, because you urge us, God, in your word to pray, to spend time with you, oh God, to commune with you. And any time, oh God, you tell us that we call upon you, God, it's a promise, God, that you will answer us, Lord, and show us great and mighty things which we know is not. So we bless your name, and we give you glory, God. We give you the honor and we give you praise. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you, oh God, because there is no God like you. Hallelujah. You are magnificent in all your ways, Lord. You are wonderful and glorious in all your ways, God. There is no one that can compare to you, God. You are the lover of my soul. No one, oh God, loves me like you do, God. No one treats me, oh God, like you do, Lord. No one takes care of me, God.
No one, oh God, has mercy upon me like you do, God. You're magnificent, God, merciful, God, wonderful Savior. You are a God of gods, oh God, King of kings and Lord of lords, God. You are the great I am. Everything that we need and more, God, we can find in you, God. And so we pull on you, God. We don't pull on anything else, God, because the world, God, don't give us the joy that we have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And so we tap into the one who gives us peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, God. We tap into the one, oh God, who gives us strength to overcome and to be more than overcomers, God. We tap into the one, oh God, that is divine, oh God, the vine of life, oh God, that gives us the nutrients to hold on, gives us the strength to hold on. When we wait upon you, God, you will renew our strength, Lord. You will help us to mount up, oh God, to have fly, oh God, over our circumstances, and to fly, oh God, like wings of eagles, God. You have given us the ability when we wait upon you, oh God, that we'll run and not be weary, Lord. We'll walk and not faint, God. You are the source of our strength, God, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter the trial, God, you alone are God. And so we look to you, God, for everything, oh God, everything that we need and more. For your word compels us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We seek after you, God, and your righteousness, God. We seek after holy living in the mighty name of Jesus. We put this flesh under subjection. Oh, God, it won't get any of your glory, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Oh, God, this flesh won't get any of your glory, God. Eugene won't get any of your glory, God. But I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth, oh God. I'll boast upon you, God. I'll tell the world how great a God I serve. Oh God, no one is like you, God. So praise, oh God, shall be in my lips or in my mouth, oh God, because you have been so merciful, God. You have been so kind. Oh God, so created us a clean heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, renew a right spirit within us. Renew our strength even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us not be weary, God, in well-doing, Lord. Hallelujah. For there is a harvest that you have for us, God. Let us not give up the good fight, God. Pastor Glary Gray told us yesterday, Lord, in our opening service, God, he says, stay upon the wall. Oh, God, don't get down for anything, Lord. Stay on the wall of holiness, Lord. Oh, God, we won't get down for anything, God. He encouraged us to hold on to you, to be about our Father's business, God, and that's our mission, God, every day, God, to be pleasing in your sight, God, every day, God, to bless your name, oh, God, and to walk worthy of the vocation of our calling, God, every day, God, it's our desire, God, to magnify you and make you proud of us, God, and make your name glorious, God, so we bless you this day, God, for, God, we walk, oh, God, day by day, God, minute by minute, God, hour by hour, God, we can't worry about tomorrow, oh God, because tomorrow is not promised. We cannot worry about next week because you are the one that holds our future in your hands. And so we look to you, God. We tap into you, Lord, to reassure us when things don't seem to be okay. God, when we fall short, oh God, and begin to follow what our eyes have seen. Sanctify our minds, oh God, and remind us, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Help us to put on you, God, your whole armor, God, that we may be able to stand, God. We're living in the evil days right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we need to be able to stand. Oh God, it's not by power, it's not by might, God, but it's by your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus that helps us to walk right, God, that helps us to live right, that helps us, oh God, to stand in this evil day, God. So cover us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. From the very crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, and anoint us for this very day, for this very hour, for this very moment in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah, because you've allowed us to meet you here this morning. Oh, God, I thank you, God, because you are not a respecter of person. When, God, two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst, oh, God, and we bless you. your name, God, because your presence is here. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God, because your glory is here. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Lord, and I thank you for allowing me, oh God, to get out the room, because I could not hold this praise, and I could not hold this prayer, God, because I'm excited, because I'm living in you, Lord. I'm excited this morning because you are the God of my salvation. I'm excited this morning because you are the reason that I move and I breathe and I have my very being. And God, I'm breathing today. Hallelujah. And so you bless me to see another day. And if you have blessed me to see another day, then I can boldly declare that this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it, because my God reigns. My God keeps. And my God heals. And my God delivers, Lord. And so we cast all of our cares upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. We cast everything away to you, Lord. All of our cares, Lord. All of our desires, Lord. Oh, God, we cast everything to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I feel, oh, God, your anointing. I feel your lifting power right now, God, as we give ourselves over to you, and we give over our problems to you, and we give over our concerns to you. You will lift us up, because you said your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you, God. You love us so much, oh God, that you gave your son, oh God, Jesus. You held up on that cross with all of the sins of the world on your shoulders. Oh, God, your shoulders are broad. Your might is strong. You have all power in your hands, God, in both in heaven and in earth. And my little problems, my little situations, my little concerns, God, there's nothing to you, God. You can bear them all. So, God, help us to give them over to you, God, and lift us up, God, where we're torn down. Lift us up right now, God, where we are battered and bruised. Oh, God, lift us up, God, where it seems, hallelujah, that we have no hope, God. I'm like the men this morning, God, I believe, but help my unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty, God, hallelujah. Show yourself strong in the lives of your people, God. Show yourself mighty, God, and show yourself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name now, God, in advance. Oh, God, we won't wait till the battle is over. And we are determined to shout right now, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, God. We glorify your name. We are shouting now, God, in victory, Lord. We're shouting right now, God, because you have already won the fight. We have an expected end in you, God. Oh, God, that's a guarantee, Lord. Hallelujah. There is an expected end, God. You have a great harvest for us, God, and we have an expected end. And so, God, even if we're in the midst of famine, God, even if we're in the midst of a foreign land, we can bless you, Lord, because you told Jeremiah to tell the people, oh, God, to build right now, God. Oh, God, where you at right now, breathe life into yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak life. It doesn't matter where you're at, God. I mean, where you're at or where we're at. If we invite you in, God, you'll bless us. You'll inhabit our praises, and you'll shift the atmosphere, and you'll change, oh God, our environment. Blessed be your name. Without asking you to take us out of where we're at, God, but God, we're asking you to breathe life where we're at in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we could be agents of change for you. Oh, God, and be God and glorify you and be exalted in you, God, that we may lift up your name. Oh, God, that we may let the world know that you still save, Lord. That let the world know that I have situations going on in my life, but my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. That's my God. My God is the one who is able to present me faultless, oh God, before his very throne, God. Oh God, clean, oh God, and holy, oh God, and acceptable unto you. My God is able to do anything but fail. And so, God, we bless your name and we glorify you this day. We thank you for your many blessings, and we thank you for your kindness and for allowing us to see another day. joy bell is ringing. Joy bells are ringing down in my soul, not just one, oh God, but many of them are ringing down in my soul because I love you, Lord, today. I'm here to worship and adore you, God. I'm here to bless your name, Lord. I'm here to magnify you and glorify you. Lord, I didn't come here for any shape, form, or fashion. Oh, God, I didn't come here, oh, God, in my flesh, Lord, but I had to put it under subjection, oh, God, to magnify you and to glorify your name today. For the flesh, oh, God, is weary, God, but the spirit had a desire, oh, God, to meet you at this appointed place and meet you at this appointed time. Oh, God, I didn't want to fall short. I did not want to miss the appointment, God. I did not want to miss your presence, and I'm so glad that I'm here. Hallelujah. So glad that I'm here. So glad that I'm in your presence, oh, God, right now, God, where you are pouring into me strength, oh, God, for this very hour and for this very day. Help us, God, to maximize our potential in you as you continue to bless us. As you continue to anoint us, as you continue to grant us favor, God, hallelujah. We bless your name, God. I can't stop praising you, God, this morning because you are such an awesome God. You, God, make something great out of us. Many of us were nothing, God. Many of us were castaways. Many of us were cast aside, God. Those people who were forgotten about, Lord. Oh, God, I remember a testimony of my mother, Lord. She said that they didn't want her to go to school, Lord. They didn't even think it was important for her to get her education, God. But you said no, and you allowed her to get her education, and you allowed her, oh, God, to finish what she needed to finish, God. And you blessed her, God. I want to say thank you, God. We were, God, under the foot of people, God. We were nobody, but you made nobody into somebody, God. And not only did you make a nobody into somebody, oh God, you made me into a king's kid. Hallelujah. You made me into somebody special, God. You branded me with your name, God. I belong to you, God. And so I bless you, God, because I belong to an almighty and a wonderful God. Almighty God, we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. God, you are such a mighty God. And so, God, we bless you now. We glorify you now. We honor and adore you, God, and we bless your name. Sanctify this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Set it aside for your glory, God. We bind the distractions, God, from the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He may come before, oh, God, the sons of God, but he has no authority. He has no power. He has no might. We bind him right now. It cannot be compared to your power and the power that you've given us. We declare the name of Jesus right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over this place right now. Sanctify this place, God, from the very, God, ceiling all the way to the floor, God. Every single wall, God, sanctify this place of worship for your glory and for your honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, and then bless everyone, God. Oh, God, have been gifted, oh, God, to speak, God. Help them to speak as oracles of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the people may be, oh, God, fed, oh, God, and the people may be encouraged. Oh, God, the people may be blessed to run on, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint our worship, God. Anoint our prayer, God. Anoint us now, God. Let it be a revival, God, so souls may be saved, God. People may be delivered, oh, God, and captives may be set free. Oh, God, bless us now, God. We didn't come here, oh, God, for anything but to be touched and strengthened and encouraged by you. Hallelujah, God. We've only come, God. We've come this far, God, by faith, leaning on you. Oh, God, trusting in you and yearning for more of you. And so, God, bless us and honor us this meeting. Honor those that have been committed, God, to be here all week. I know that this is my first time, God, being here all week. Oh, God, and not driving back and forth, God, and I thank you. Oh, God, my soul was blessed yesterday. Hallelujah. Oh, God, by Pastor Larry Gray, oh, God, and by Superintendent, God, during the service, I thank you, oh, God, for the messages of yesterday, God. Remain to stand on the wall or remain on the wall and maximize our potential in Christ. You have so much, God, potential that you see in us. Oh, God, you don't see, oh, God, hirelings. You don't see, oh, God, insignificant people, but you see great things in us. God, you see so much great things in us. And, God, I want to say thank you. Oh, God, that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things, God, you have in store. God, that's a part of the expected end. God, you have greatness in store for your people. So we thank you for prayer, Lord. Thank you for, God, all that you've done. I want to thank you for the young lady, oh, God, that I met yesterday, 75 years old. She told me a good little word, she reminded me that she's living day by day. And she didn't remind me that she was living day by day because of her age. She just wanted to enjoy the moment, enjoy the time. And as we converse, Lord, Mrs. Linebarger, I believe, or linebacker, Linebarker, you know who her, what her name is, God. And, God, I reminded her as well, as a young man, I'm living day by day. I guess tomorrow is not promised. So I thank you for the moment, God. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. I thank you for the very air that I breathe. I thank you for that you've allowed me to be in my right mind. God, I thank you for life and having a desire to live, God. Oh, God, I thank you that in spite of issues, in spite of situations that have come my way, I'm determined to run on, God. I'm determined, oh, God, to march on with you. I'm not willing to give up. I'm not willing to lose hope. But I believe that you're able, God, to do just what you said that you would do in your word. And so we pray for that young lady. Strengthen her body, Lord. She was a walking testimony, Lord, because she said that she had a stroke last year. But, God, she was looking just fine, God, no issues, no complications. God, it's because of your mercy and because of your grace, God. When we seek after you, Lord, and when we trust in you, God, you're able to keep us. We don't have to worry about, the after effects of sin, God, and many, God, have sinned throughout their lives, and their bodies look like they've been worn and beaten up and bruised. But, God, I thank you today, oh, God, that I don't look like what I've been through, and I don't look like what I could have been, and I thank you, Lord, today. I thank you for life, Lord. I thank you for your keeping power. God, I thank you for the covering of your blood. I thank you that my mother raised me in church, God. I thank you that I knew you as a young child, and I thank you, God, that the word was instilled in me, God, that as I grew older, I did not depart from your word. Your word kept calling me, Lord. Even when I wanted to run away, your word kept reminding me who I was, that I wasn't someone that belonged on the heap, oh, God, the junk hill, oh, God, or the dung hill, God, but I was a king's kid, that I was somebody special. God, I thank you for the word that was instilled with me, God, because it kept popping up to remind me that I belong to you, God. Oh, God, that I'm a joint heir, that I'm a royal priesthood. Your word, God, is what kept me, and your word is what has sustained me. Your word, God, is what has been a lamp unto the people's feet and a light unto our pathways. So, God, touch us with your word today. Hide your words in our heart that we might not sin against thee. Help us to not be weary in well-doing, because there is a reaping that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a great harvest, people of God, that the Lord has for us. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. There is a great harvest that he has for you. Oh, don't become concerned. Lay down your cries and lay down your doubts. Lay down, oh, God, your concerns. Lay them down right now. Lay them down at the master's feet. I promise you right now, the Spirit of the Lord is here, and he knows your heart, and he sees your plight. He sees your situation, and he knows just what needs to be done. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your pathways. He has promised that he'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. We are standing right now on holy ground, and so it's time to bless him, hallelujah, to glorify him, to send our praises up before him in advance. oh God, to shout now, to magnify the God of our salvation, to lift up his name and make his name glorious. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We extol your name, God. We need you to inherit our praises. For your word says, when praises go up, blessings come down. But we don't want just your blessings, Lord. Oh God, but we want your presence. We want your glory. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your help, God. We need you, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And to each and every person that's under the sound of my voice right now, we speak in a supernatural blessing. We speak in a supernatural anointing. Let your glory flow through them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I encourage you right now to lift up your head and to say yes to the Lord right now. Let him have his way in your life and watch him move on you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your anointing, God, and let your glory, God, fall afresh on your people. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. As we say yes to your will, as we say yes to your way, Holy Ghost, have your way. We need you right now, Lord. Not tomorrow, God. Not next week, Lord. But we need you right now, God, to clean up everything that's unlike you and to fill our cups with more of you. In the name of Jesus. So help us to be the vessels that you need us to be, God. I'm excited because I know who you are, and I'm excited because you are my Redeemer, you are my God, and you are my salvation. Many requests, God, that I cannot recall. Sunday seemed like it's been such a long time ago. I thank you for keeping us all on the weekend, God, as we preached that. Several different ministries, God, we thank you for expanding our ministry, God, and expanding and blessing our church, God. I thank you right now for the life that you are breathing into our members, God, into the sheep that you have blessed me to be able to shepherd over. I thank you for their love. I thank you for their encouraging words. I thank you for giving me, oh God, the wisdom, oh God, to breathe life into them, God, and to breathe encouragement into them, oh God, and I want you to continue to anoint me because anointing, God, your anointing, God, it runs down Aaron's beard, God, and as you anoint me, God, I will bless the people, I will anoint the people, I will continue to encourage them, God, because you have given me a great group of people, and I thank you for, God, what you have in store for us. I said all that because, God, I forgot the list of people that we need to pray for. Oh, God, I can't remember the names. And I encourage you all to go, and you can't go to the website because the devil is attacking the website. Or I can't call it the devil. It's just something that's going on with the website right now, God, that we can't get to it the way we want to get to it. But I thank you, God, that the phone line is still open, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the ones, God, that have it stored in their system or stored in their phones, that they don't have to go to the website every single time, Lord, to get that information. But it's important to them. And so, God, since you are that important to us, God, that we put you on our speed dial, God bless us. Keep us. Strengthen us, God. Pour into us and bless us. You know the prayers for the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We pray for missionary God Miller. I do remember that she called on Sunday morning for a request for prayer, and we believe in praying, God. We don't do anything, oh God, without seeking your face first. And so, God, we speak life into her even now, God. I did not get any results, oh God, from them, God, but we thank you for touching her, God. You know what the situation was, God, and we pray that you worked it out, God, right then and right there in the mighty name of Jesus. You are and on time, God. You come, God, right where we need you. Oh, God, right when we need you, God. And so we speak light into Missionary Miller right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, strength into Pastor Miller right now, God. Oh, God, touch his body, oh, God. You can make it stronger again. Oh, God, you can heal up, oh, God, all of the, God, little issues that are going on. Oh, God, and you can make him strong. Continue to anoint him. Continue to bless him. Continue to pour out into him, God, so that he may be able to pour out into the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Missionary Howard mentioned a young man, oh, God, I believe that passed away. can't remember his name, God, but you know. We pray for comfort for that family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For God, you know our infirmities. You know what it means to lose somebody that's important to you. And so, God, you know how to heal. You know how to bring peace. You know how to bring joy. And so let the joy of the Lord, God, let it be, oh, God, their decoration. Give them peace in the midst of storms, oh, God, and touch them and rise them up, God, and make them stronger, God, because their trust and their hope is in you. So, God, we pray for Bishop Thomas, God. Thank you for allowing us to make it over the dangerous highway safely. You brought us back from Houston, Texas yesterday as we worshiped you, as he talked about, God, approved workmen, God, workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, Lord. We thank you, God, because you have made us into workmen. And help us to understand your word, that we may rightly divide it, that we may be the light, oh God, to give the world who is in desperate need. The world is in desperate need of knowing who Jesus is. They're in desperate need of the gospel. And you have anointed us to go and to share the good news of Jesus, to seek those that are unsaved and lead them back unto you, God. Give us, oh God, the hunger and the thirst, Lord, for souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, help the sheep, God, begat sheep, and to bring the sheep in, God, so the shepherd can shear them and the shepherd, God, can tend to them. Oh, God, blow, breathe into our churches. Oh, God, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, breathe into our ministries. Pastor Gray said that there was a shifting going on where people are shifting away from the church. But we're going to stand here because somebody needs the word of God. So bless my bishop, God. Continue to breathe life into him. Continue to breathe strength into him now in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to anoint him, God. Let your glory, O God, overwhelm him and overflow him right now and give him strength that he needs. Root out that cold, God, that sickness, God, that has still been lingering around, God. Bind it right now and, God, send healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus as I pray. Oh, God, cover him, oh, God, and anoint him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet in grant him strength. Grant him a greater anointing. Grant him long life. Oh, God, bless his wife, God. Strength and encouragement, God. Bless her with long life in the mighty name of Jesus. And strengthen us and keep us, God, for this day. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I'm not standing in front of the computer this morning or right now. I don't know who's on the line. But as I do every single Wednesday, I pray for the members of Praise Center. I thank you, God, right now that I have the names in my head. But, God, as we grow and I see growth coming, I see, oh, God, growth coming. I see it because you told us to not be weary in well-doing, to continue to work, be about our Father's business. And you told me that I will reap if I did not give up and I would reap if I fainted not, Lord. So I see the harvest coming. And as you send in the harvest, God, as you send in more laborers, Lord, oh, God, I know you're going to bless me to remember those names as well. And so we pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, God. I thank you for an awesome woman of God that you have placed by my side. Strengthen her, oh, God, and keep her today as she prepares to do her coffee break. Lord, it's been a busy week for her already, but God, breathe life into her and continue to strengthen her and to continue to keep her. We pray for Diamond Star, God. Her to talk to her mom, oh, God. I don't know what the issue is, God, but we bind it right now, and we declare healing right now in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, Lord. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and, God, our healing has already been taken care of. And so, God, I declare healing in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, do an inspection right now over that young lady, oh, God. Cover her right now, God, and heal where the healing needs to be done. Oh, God, and touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. Thank you for the sacrifice and the commitment of Mother McCowan. We pray your blessings on her this day. Encourage her and strengthen her, God. Help her to remain fervent in prayer. Sickness is going around, and we know about the news about my brother. But, God, I'm not going to give the enemy any time. I'm not here to mope. I'm not here to weep. But, God, we place him into your hands right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, somebody prayed for me. And, God, let my mother continue to pray for my brother right now. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to encourage her. Continue to help her to be a rock. God, she's not standing upon her own foundations. But, God, she's standing upon you. You are the rock of her strength, God. And you are the rock of her life, oh, God. So help her to stand, oh, God. When everything else around her appears to be sinking sand, let her be a beacon of light in that city, in her hometown, and give her strength to hold on and to continue to stand for you. We pray, God, for Missionary Myrna Howard, God. Thank you for the faithfulness of the people, Lord. Thank you for the faithfulness of her ministry. Oh, God, we pray for Sister Valerie Miller, Lord, and Brother Victor Merriweather. We pray for the Coulters, God, Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter, Jalen, and, oh, God, Christopher and Yasmina and little Zachariah. I thank you for those that you have given me charge over. I don't take it for granted, God, that you have blessed me to lead a great people, and I look forward to the great things that you have in store for us. I pray for our external partners, God, our partners, those that sow into us, Evangelist Lisa Law and Sister Deanne McGraham. I'm calling her McCowan, Lord. Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. God, I thank you for those that sow into this ministry. And I thank you for those that not only sow into this ministry, God, but they pray for me. And I thank you, God. I thank you for praying people. And I thank you for people that have a desire to pray. Because when we pray, God, prayer still changes things. Oh, God, complaining doesn't do it. Whining and crying does not do it. But it's the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Give us to pray, God. Give us to continue to seek your face. Give us, oh God, to continue to trust in you. Oh God, give us to continue to rest in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit upon us this day and grant us strength, oh God, that we won't have room to receive it all, but God, that we'll be able to breathe life into someone, breathe encouragement into someone else, breathe hope into someone else, and God will bless your name. We pray for our national church, God, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Lord, the general board. We pray for them as well, and we pray for the church at large. We bless your name, God, and we thank you for people that are willing to be holy. We bind foolishness on every hand. We bind the devil on every hand. We cast the devil out of our minds, and we cast him out of our wills, and we cast him out of our way. You have given us that authority to call on the name of Jesus. He still is that rock. He still is that balm in Gilead. He still is a way maker. He still is a strong tower. And we thank you because there is power in his name. Now bless us this day. Keep us all day long. I can't say as I usually say that, keep us until we come together, oh God, for prayer, praise, and study. But God, we want you to keep us until we gather again together, oh God, whether it's tonight in service here, oh God, or back home. God, bless us and keep us. Keep your hands of protection around us. Give your angels charge over us, oh God, that they may keep us all day long. And we'll bless your name, and we'll glorify your name, and we'll honor and adore you. We love you, Lord, today, God, because you first love us. Bless us now and keep us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. I pray that you are encouraged this morning just as much as I am. I love the Lord, and I thank God that he has given me a spirit to worship and adore him. Have a wonderful day. I encourage you to let the praises of our God rise among you all day long. And as you bless his name, watch him inhabit your praises and breathe in strength and breathe in hope into you this day. Don't become distracted. Don't allow the enemy to sidetrack you. But let there be a song of praise, a song of adoration, a song of worship. Be on your lips all day long and watch God inhabit your praises on this day. Be encouraged. May God bless you and may heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.